We're back on In Focus, News Radio KMAN, and joining us here for the rest of the hour will be Karen Hibbard, Director of the Manhattan Area Convention and Visitors Bureau. Karen, good morning.
Good morning, Brandon. How are you on this wonderful, beautiful May Day?
I'm doing great. You know, I've actually got a little bit of optimism now after hearing that the stay-at-home order has been lifted, at least after this weekend, that, you know, I think at some point we're going to get our lives back to normal.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I think that that was a real boost of encouragement for all of us to know that now we can continue to move forward and to celebrate the community, the region, and the area that we call home. So, what an appropriate day to do that on May Day. I do hope that as people are out in their yards, out and about, that you might not find a May Day basket, but you might find a May Day bush. Maybe it's a lilac bush or an iris that's blooming or something to bring you joy on this beautiful day.
Yeah. You know, I never really got the May Day flower connection here. I've heard a lot about it. Maybe I just didn't, maybe I missed that one.
Well, I think, Brandon, it could be with how many candles you have on your cake.
That could be. Well, you know, one thing we're going to talk about here today is the first week of May is National Tourism Week. And you know, unfortunately, not a lot of that going on right now, but it is something that we will embrace here because at some point people will be out traveling once again.
Absolutely. And it's just a huge way for us, not only locally but nationally, to thank the industry that makes our community unique and attractive. I really appreciate Mayor Usha Reddy. She gave us a proclamation declaring National Tourism Week next week, May 3 through 9. We could be remiss and talk about the things that we were going to do, but we have a really great team, very creative team, an awesome steering committee that has put together some really creative ideas in which we will be celebrating National Tourism Week. Just in a different format this year. I do want to share with our listeners, if they didn't have that opportunity to see the proclamation that was read, that will be on our website later today, as well as throughout next week as we celebrate National Tourism Week. But I think that it's important to remind our visitors once again that Manhattan is a destination. And prior to COVID, Manhattan welcomes usually around 350,000, 360,000 visitors a year into our community. That affects us greatly. That pumps about $174 million into the economy. Certainly, many of those businesses that represent hospitality and tourism are small businesses. And those are the businesses that really are the fabric, like I said, that make Manhattan a memorable destination. And so those businesses, it's so very important for us to be supportive of them. Specifically, we think of our restaurant businesses, but we also think of those businesses that provide activity. In the proclamation, we talk a little bit about that, of what visitors come to do when they come to Manhattan. Certainly, we are known as the gateway to the Flint Hills, and so you begin with going to the Flint Hills Discovery Center. But there's a lot of activities that people do also, and the proclamation states that with, unfortunately, this year we're not going to be doing the Bill Snyder Half Marathon, but we really have become a running community, a running destination with competition. You can enjoy ziplining. Certainly, even with the virus, there's plenty of hiking and biking trails. Fishing I've seen all sorts of fishing opportunities on Facebook, and there's just an awful lot of things that people can do and enjoy. Sunset Zoo, all of the offerings that Kansas State has to offer, complete with Big 12 sports. So again, as we celebrate National Tourism Week, I encourage people to our listeners to go to our website. Later this week, or later today, on our website under the Visit tab, you're going to see a complete list of activities that we'll be providing virtually on our website under National Travel and Tourism Week.
You mentioned fishing, and I have to admit, I bought my fishing license this morning while I was here.
Good for you.
Yeah, I was working, but also wanted to get online and do that. I don't know if it's appreciated enough, but the outdoors around here, around Manhattan, around the Flint Hills, is just gorgeous, and I think we're maybe getting a better appreciation of that here, being at home and not having a lot to do, and getting out and seeing some of that scenery.
I couldn't agree with you more, and I think one of the things that we have in that we will be unveiling next week during National Tourism Week, we have a different video each day, and one of those videos will be featuring our outdoors, and we have a spokesperson that will be talking about what you can do in the outdoors, that you're going to see some phenomenal photography that's going to inspire you, whether you're a fisherman, someone that just enjoys the big sky and beautiful sunrises and sunsets, the ability to bike or hike. You're going to see some really great opportunities in some of those videos. I might talk a little bit about those that we have coming on. We've got an outdoor video that will be shown one day. We have a foodie video that's going to be shown one day. It will make your mouth water, as well as just the words from our spokesfolk that are speaking on behalf. You'll be very encouraged by the words that they have to share. We have a super fan. We'd be remiss not to talk about Kansas State and Kansas State sports, and what just donning a purple shirt can do for you, makes you be a purple fan, a super fan. We also are going to be talking about some of those venues, attractions that have been closed, but still are being able to allow you inside with a virtual tour, whether that is from the Beach Museum to the Flint Hills Discovery Center, the Sunset Zoo. It's just, again, the creativity and the ability to utilize technology is a wonderful, wonderful ability. We also are going to have a video on family fun and some of those things that maybe you are aware of, maybe some of those things that you're not. And then certainly another fabric that is so very important to Manhattan, and that is of our arts, of whether they are visual arts or performing arts, and what those look like and how we can experience those, whether it's during the COVID time or when we come out of COVID, and how that is important to our community. So, again, stay tuned for National Travel and Tourism Week activities, and you'll be able to view those through our website. I think you'll be very, very pleased as you see that. Brandon, I might ask you, as you get out and about, and I know you are limited from time to time with your work responsibilities, what are some of those nuggets now that you have a fishing license and we're going to be introducing you to fishing? What are some of the other things that you enjoy that you were pleasantly surprised once you called Manhattan home to learn that we have to offer?
You know, I like yeah, it's a simple thing here, but I like just going up and watching the sunset. I don't live too far from Top of the World, and that is a great place to go to for a sunset. And yeah, so I think the views out there are pretty good. You know, I just like all that the whole region really has to offer as far as just the scenery.
Absolutely. I actually was working with a meeting planner this morning that does not live in this area. They'll be bringing in probably about 125 folks into our community this August, and they are not from this region, and that was what they were wanting to focus on when their meeting time during the day is done. How can they have a deeper understanding and appreciation for the Flint Hills and the area? And again, that goes right back to who we are celebrating during National Tourism Week. It is our attractions and our venues and our ability to tell the story that makes us a desirable destination. And so, yeah, I think many times we take for granted that we have the ability to watch a beautiful sunrise or a beautiful sunset, that's not something that everybody gets to have that opportunity to experience. And so makes Manhattan very much a great place in which to enjoy.
I might just give a plug here. Tyler Kraft from the Manhattan Mercury put out a great story here. There's an awesome photo of it on their website for the Mercury of the new softball field at Rock Creek High School.
Yeah.
And it is a beautiful shot somebody took at sunset, and they got the lights on the field, and it is just a magnificent photo. I don't know if you guys could get a hold of that, but boy, it is great.
Yes, I caught that, and we'll work on that because that is a pretty amazing photograph. So, yeah, and again, showcasing two of our favorite things, sports and nature. So, yes, that was a good thing.
As far as the weekly report here, the STR weekly report, do you have that information available?
I do, Brandon, and this time of the year, normally, we really are seeing things, pick up with conferences and with activities, and unfortunately, things have really, really come to a halt, and I don't ever like to be a Debbie Downer, but our occupancy for April has just been almost non-existent. With the first week of April, our hotel occupancy was at an all-time low of 16%. The second week of April, we were at 19%. And then last week, we bumped a little bit. We were 19.5% occupancy. It's very difficult for our hotels to survive on that. So we look forward to the days when our occupancy will be more like what they normally are in April. Again, looking at our week-to-week, what we normally run, it's anywhere from 65% to 84% occupancy, depending on what conferences and events are in town. So you can see that is a huge, huge dip with the people coming in and staying in Manhattan and getting out and shopping and dining and spending money, leaving funds here for our that generate tax revenues. That's very much a concern. As we look, our staff has been working diligently with meeting planners, seeing when events will be rescheduled, if they will be able to be pushed back, or if they will have to wait for a year in which to return. So, but all of that plays in with if people are not able to come, no transient guest tax funding is being generated. And so that makes it very difficult for decisions to be made with no income coming in. How do we continue to function? And so we very much look forward to being able to be back to the Manhattan, Kansas that we know and have been familiar with. And certainly one of your folks that were on In Focus earlier today talked about we're going to look a lot different than what we have in the past, but we do look forward to us bouncing back. And I think Manhattan has established itself very well that we are a desirable destination. And so I look forward to being able to give us some more of a cheerier report next time we talk.
Absolutely. Well, I know a lot of events had to get either canceled or rescheduled. Have you had any folks reschedule for the fall?
Well, yes, we have for the fall, and I think a big win. Graduation weekend is always a week that we don't have enough hotel rooms or enough availabilities of people that know someone that has an Airbnb or has a lodging available for graduation weekend. And this year we were really set for not only would it be graduation, but it would also be Manhattan is the host, was to be the host for the Big 12 Track and Field Championship. We have learned that Manhattan will be hosting the Big 12 Track and Field Championship in 2021. So next May we'll be busy with activity, with a lot of folks coming in either to celebrate graduation or celebrate and watch that competition that will be held. And so So again, as meetings and events are being rescheduled, again, we know that Manhattan provides a great experience and people want to use us. It's just whether those dates and availabilities work in with their schedules. So again, we're working constantly to make sure that we can get those meetings back here into Manhattan.
Well, no doubt about it. Well, Karen, we only have about a minute left. Anything else you want to highlight real quick?
Well, I want to thank the hospitality industry. This week, coming up next week, is a week that we do celebrate and tip our hat to you. You're the industry that makes Manhattan a fun community to be a part of, whether we're residents or visitors. And so we thank you for the way that you have adjusted, whether you are providing meals or how you have been willing to adjust in which we can continue to celebrate Manhattan. So again, go to visit manhattanks.org. Next week, pay attention. There'll be a different video a day on there. And we just, again, are wanting to tip our hat to the industry that makes us so unique. And thank you, Brandon, again, for your continued coverage of activities that are going on here in our community.
All right. We sure appreciate it, Karen. Thanks. We'll talk again soon.
Thank you. Happy May Day.
Happy May Day. That'll do it for In Focus here on this Friday.
And we'll have Blueville's Horticulture Hints with Derek next after CBS News on KMAN.